Truly, mothers are special. Amen. Giving all praises to God, recognizing our own Reverend Dr. Janice Bryan, and to Minister William West, to our deacons, trustees, to officers, members, and to our mothers on today. Amen. Bless you. We are truly grateful for all of your sacrifices and gifts that you have given unto your children. All of us can truly testify with the men's chorus that if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here. Now, they could have left off that line about fathers all right. I don't know where they, but it's May. It's May. We gonna have fathers are great in June. Amen. Fathers are special too in June, I guess. Amen. If you would, we would like to call your attention for a scripture reading, from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. We do want to, express how beautiful, you look in your hats today. We are, amen, all the beautiful crowns, around the room truly remind us of your glory and dignity. John 19, verse 26 and 27, by the inspiration of God and by the pen of John, these words are recorded. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. We really focusing on that first part of verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother. We simply want to talk about this morning, mother, I see you. Mother, you are not invisible. Mother, you are not hidden. I come on orders of the Lord to tell you that mother, Jesus see you. If we were to view this particular scene of John 19 through a more contemporary lens, undoubtedly we would notice that it has some eerie similarities to that of the modern intensive care unit. Family and strangers are all lingering around as a loved one is on their deathbed. Their vital signs, even though they are being closely monitored, clearly indicate that they are all in critical condition. Seething in agony and pain, this particular patient will soon buzz for those attending him to bring him a little medication, only to get another poison in his body that actually makes matters worse. For you see, the attendees was given the strict instruction, do not resuscitate. But the irony in this scene, that though it is set as Christ in the intensive care unit, we note that from the intensive care unit, John says he saw his mother. Even in the midst of dying, while enduring extraordinary pain, Jesus literally carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders, who needed intensive care the most, yet he administered intensive care from the cross. For you see, what you are determines what you see. And what you see will determine what you do. That's just a fact of life. What you are determines what you see. And what you see will determine what you do. When I was little, I remember my mom teaching us a nursery rhyme, a poem. It simply went, "Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to see the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what saw you there? I saw a wee little mouse under her chair." See, London is a great city. There's the Tower of London, the Westminster Abbey. There's the Buckingham Palace. But when you are a cat, you don't see the Tower of London. When you are a cat, you don't visit the City of London. When you are a cat, you don't see the Westminster Abbey or the Buckingham Palace. When you are a cat, all you see is the mice. For you see, the mice is infinitely more important than the queen to a cat. Yes, brothers and sisters, what you are determines what you see. And what you see will determine what you do. From the cross, Jesus puts his eyes on his mother. He lets Mary know you are not invisible. Your labors are not in vain. Oh, I understand that this is probably not the ideal situation for a Mother's Day card. Maybe this is not the ideal circumstances that Mary would hope to be in. I understand this. Perhaps Jesus may have could have had this conversation earlier, before the grueling of the intensive care unit. But yet on the cross, he reminds Mary, "I see you." And that's for all of us today, Mother. He sees you at the schoolhouse. He sees you in the hospital. He sees you at the store. He sees you at church. He sees you at work. He sees you trying to help somebody along the way. He sees you in your disappointments. He sees you in your broken dreams. He sees you in your confusion, in your hopelessness. He sees you in your struggle. But he also sees you in your triumph. He sees you in your victories. He sees you in your celebration. He sees you in your accomplishment. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over you. So from this I see unit, Jesus told Mary and John, "I see you." But I need you to see what I see in you. And I need you to see what I see for you. See, in this I see you in need. See, he sees her in her present situation. The needs of Mary in the moment. See, some of us need something not tomorrow. We need it today. We can't wait till next week. We can't wait till June. We can't even wait till, we can't wait for the summer. We need it right now. Jesus sees what we need in the present. For you see, Mary and John would have unique relationship. And what John had, Mary needed. And what John needed, Mary had. I see you in need. In fact, see, Mary had other children. Two of them went on to write epistles in the Bible, so they're pretty good guys. Had other children to take care of. John, we know he had a mother. We found a mother went to Jesus and asked for her son's position at the right hand and on the left hand. But why does Jesus give Mary John and give John Mary? Well, this need is exposed even though Mary had children and John had a mother. They needed each other in a unique way. For you see, Mary is losing her son, but she needs somebody to guide her for the next 3 days. She's going to need somebody to keep the faith for her when she can't keep the faith for herself. See, her sons and daughters wasn't believers until after the resurrection. And some things can't wait till after the resurrection. Now, some things I need right now. I can't wait till you get it together. I can't wait till you figure it out. I can't wait for you to get all your business in order. We need it right now. Jesus saw their immediate need. They needed each other right now. Even though that she had other siblings, she had other children, Jesus wanted to see to her need right now. I remember a phrase when I was coming up. It used to say, friend in need is a friend indeed. It describes the importance of the characteristics of a true friend. One who is there in the roughest of time. One who is there to help in a time of need. Such a friend is certainly precious asset in an individual's life. Jesus wanted Mary to know that you're going to have a son in need in John. John will have just what you need. I see you in need. Not only does Jesus see her in need, Jesus also sees her indeed. I see you indeed. For you see, if meeting her physical needs were all there was to it, Jesus' brothers could have easily taken care of her. If it was just meeting her physical needs, if it was just about housing, if it was just about clothing, if it was just about food on the table, if it was just about transportation to and for, her other Jesus siblings could have took care of Mary. But Mary needed spiritual intensive care. And see, some of us, we need some spiritual intensive care. See, we live in a time now where we have guided missiles, but misguided people. We got automated cars that are moving by themselves, and we got people who've been driven by somebody on the outside. We live in a time where we need a moral center. We need a moral compass. We need spiritual intensive care. You know, you find it odd how we want God to change the government. And he already said, don't put your trust in princes or in men. If you feel discouraged by your trust in government, he told you don't put it there. Why? It would always operate against the will of God. She's gonna need spiritual. Jesus sees her. Remember that she was the one that gave birth to him. She was the one that the angel came and spoke to. She was the one that was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, but yet this is the time she did not expect. She didn't expect her baby to be hanging on no cross. She didn't expect her baby to be crucified for treason. She didn't expect the one that God told her would be the Messiah. She didn't expect him to die the death of a criminal. I'm telling you, Mary needed some spiritual intensive care. Yeah, not only did Mary need some spiritual intensive care, John is going to need some spiritual intensive care. John is going to go on to write the book of Revelation. He's going to go on to be on the island of Patmos. And he's going to need the wisdom of Mary to help him deal with these fresh revelations. See, Mary had already fulfilled her destiny, having brought Jesus into the world. Yet John still had a destiny to fulfill, in that they would need one another. Mary going to need John, no doubt because of her momentary need for tenderness and loving kindness, but John is going to need Mary because Mary knew how to handle overwhelming revelation. Mary knew how to handle overwhelming disappointment. Well, Mary knew how to handle when plans don't go your way. Mary knew how to handle when your son don't do everything you say. Mary knew how to handle when your 12-year-old get grown and but not on their own and think they can do whatever they want to do. Mary knew how to handle it. And yet she could advise John in his hour of destiny. So you see, from his own IC unit, Jesus took out the time to say to Mary and to John, I see you. The patient became the doctor. The patient began to write the prescription. The patient began to take their pulse. While dying on the cross, Jesus told them, I see you, but I need you to see in you what I see for you. And isn't that the same eye surgery some of us need today? Some of us need to be able to see like Jesus see. We need to have the perspective of the Lord. I went to a little family function, and I have an uncle. He's in the ministry, and he said in a prayer, he said, I'm thankful for being in sight of your sight. And I said right there, I'm only going to quote him one time, and then that's going to be mine. To be in sight of his sight. It's always a blessing to be in sight of his sight. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the dark, our God got night vision. If it was far off, God got telescopic vision. If you're real small, God got microscopic vision. If you're trying to cover it up, God can see through your appearance and he can see your heart. He got x-ray vision. God knows how the beginning is going to work out toward the end. God already knows how the finish line looks from the start. God is all seeing and all knowing. God sees you. You may not get a card, you may not get a flower, but know this today, the Lord sees you and your labor is not in vain. So from the cross, Jesus tells Mary and John two simple statements. He tells them, stop looking up at me. He says, look at one another. You're going to need one another. You have to lean and depend on one another. You're going to have to rely on one another. You won't be able to rely on your siblings. You won't be able to rely on your mother, but you will be able to rely on each other. And so today, brothers and sisters, Jesus wanted me to stop by and encourage you by simply letting you know, Mother, I can still see you. I see you in my ICU. But know that I see you in your critical condition. And I have something worked out for you. I see you need spiritual intensive care. And I already have a plan for you. If you just hold on and hold out, I have something for you. You know, every now and then I have to sing that song, Why Should I Feel Discouraged? And I know some mothers, you may feel discouraged. You may feel like no hope is coming. But listen to the words of the song, Why Should I Feel Discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. So I can serve with a smile because I'm happy. I can serve with joy because I am free. For his eyes is on the sparrow. Mother, I want you to know that his eyes is on the sparrow. And he watches over you. Mother, I see you. May God bless you and may God keep you today.